Transmission.
Well, hello again. It is 1930 UTC, and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am out walking around today at the secret mushroom grounds in the vicinity of Tranquility Park. And why am I here again today? Well, because I want to try to get a picture of Chickeny Mott. You know the chicken Mott I'm talking about. We saw him yesterday. The problem is that it is... We have a potential for heavy weather. I am now hearing thunder. When I woke up today and was doing stuff, it was sunny. It was sunny and... Where are these people going? Okay. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to stay out here. I was going to go to Herrenhaven, but there was six cars again there today. People walking around, and that didn't seem like such a good idea. So I thought, yeah, let's go over to see if we can find Scaredy Mott. And as I was driving over here, I noticed that in the north, it's very dark. There's a lot of cloud cover. It's cool right now. It's less than 80 degrees. But as you can tell by that massive thunder, we might be having some rain coming. Now, that in and of itself makes me very happy because, you know, that means we'll just have some mushrooms. But I'm also afraid that we might get soaking wet today. But right now, I'm sneaking up on the area where we normally see Scaredy Mott. I'm looking across the creek at the tree. I don't see our Motty. I do not see him. I'm looking around in other various places. I think I'm feeling a raindrop. Yes, I am now feeling raindrops. Is big rain coming, or is it just going to be little itty-bitty rains? I don't know. I don't see our Mott. Maybe he's scared by the thunder. Ooh, big lightnings. All right. I think I'm going to head back to my car because it's coming. I might have to turn this equipment off so I can hide it under my shirt so it will stay dry. I'm putting my camera back in my pocket. Oh yeah, it's starting to rain now. It's starting to rain pretty good. So, we're going to go back to my house in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, and 0. And here we are, back in my wonderful house. And I got to tell you, I got soaked. Didn't I, Dinkus? Didn't I? Yes, you're a good baby. Give you kitty kisses. I got soaked. I got so wet that I was soaked through my clothing. And so I had to come home and change my clothes and stick them in the dryer just because they were that wet. And then, of course, I had to do cat stuff because the cat was hiding in the Thunder Hut. And when I came home, she had to be reassured that the world was not in fact ending. It was just the rain gods making mushrooms again. And now here's the kitty sitting next to me. Hi, baby. We're not doing kitty stuff anymore, but that's what we were doing, so I couldn't get instantly back to doing stuff with the gear. So here's the weird part. Now, a half an hour later, the rain has stopped, and it is sunny outside. It is sunny and I don't want to say nice, but you know, it looks kind of nice outside. Let's take a peek outside, see if we can Yeah, the concrete of my patio isn't even wet anymore, and I'm thinking about going back outside. I'm not sure if I should, though, because now it's sunny. Blazing hot sun. Well, maybe not blazing hot, but with the rain that we just had, it's going to be super humid. And I don't know what we're going to do. We didn't get much rain. We had a lot come down very fast, but it did not last long. So, I don't know. So now I'm just sitting in front of my TV, drinking some cool lemonade. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of watching TV, kind of, but not really, because there really isn't anything on. And why is my TV on this? There's some kind of true crime show on right now that is talking about the old David Berkowitz Son of Sam case from the late 70s. I don't want to give away how old I am, but I do remember that from when I was a child. Let's see what else is on. Flip over to the schedule mode, and we've got nothing, plus nothing. Oh, here's a show about Bob Ross, the happy painter. This is on one of the PBS stations, and this is not actually a painting show. This is not one of Bob Ross's painting show, it's just a show about Bob Ross himself. Something of a documentary, apparently. I do have to admit, Bob Ross is pretty entertaining. But let's keep going and see what else is going on here. Gladiators, which is like the original version of American Gladiators, and right after Gladiators is American Gladiators, so we've got a potential hour of Gladiators that we will not be watching. What else is on? As I keep scrolling up. Oh, just junk, and nothing. Plus nothing. Plus a bunch of junk. And then we wrap around. Okay, so we got nothing. Sesame Street's on, but I, you know, don't really feel like watching it. Plus some cartoons. Probably a bunch of ones I've already seen, so we don't need to watch. Oh, Little League Baseball is on. Maybe I'll watch some Little League. That's always entertaining. Some bad movies based on video games are on. And we're almost back to where we came from. Anything worth watching? No. Of course not. Why would you even think there was, Tobe? Don't be dumb. Oh well. Mutt. Look at that mutty. Okay, this is going to take some explanation, but I decided to come back out. The sun went behind some clouds, and I thought, oh, it'll be a good time to go out. And of course, as I started driving over here to Herrenhaven, it has started raining. But as I pulled into the parking lot, I saw Mati. And there he is. He's back there. Oh, and I can't get out of the car because it's raining too hard. I'm getting wet. And I probably just clipped the mic. I gotta put the keys in so I can turn on the wiper on the back window so I can see my Mati. Where's my Mati? There's my Mati. Look at that Mati. And this is why we come out in the rain, because that's when all the Mati's come out, because the Mati's know that nobody's going to be out. And he's back there in the far end of the parking lot, maybe, 35 to 40 meters behind me. And is he wandering off? Well, I think he's wandering off. Yep, there he goes, into the tall grass at the end of the parking lot. And now that I've gotten here, it's starting to rain a little bit harder, and we can't do anything. The first thing we do is we take the keys out of the ignition and we put them in my hand, because it's times like this that I tend to lock myself out of my car because, well, I get excited about something and I don't get out of my car immediately and I don't go through the regular routine and I end up leaving the keys in the car. So I wonder if we can run from here into the forest without getting too wet and maybe the forest will keep us dry. Yeah, maybe the forest spirit, Totoro, maybe he'll keep us dry and maybe he'll get an umbrella. But he uses an umbrella for flying. He likes to sit in the rain. I'm getting out of the car. My Mati is back out. Oh, he heard me close the door and he ran back into the grass. Oh, I'll see you later, Mati. Oh, he's having a fun time. All right, I'm going to try to wipe some water. Oh, here's some people hiding in the kiosk, trying to stay dry. I don't blame them. Let's see if I can get under this tree, if it gets any drier. Not really. I can't tell if there's anybody under the shed or not, but it's always so hard to tell. It's slightly drier under the trees, but we're getting some wind now. Is this going to break into a full-fledged thunderstorm? I don't know. I've got to get into the forest. Okay. We're in the forest, kind of, and it's raining harder. Now I'm in the most heavily canopied part of the forest, but the rain is still getting through. Okay, was this a mistake as I wipe the equipment off? Trying to keep the gear dry here. Yeah, of course, as soon as I get out of the car, it starts raining harder. I am causing this rain. This is the second time this has happened in one day. As soon as I leave my house thinking, oh, it'll be great. No. And as soon as I get anywhere, it starts to rain. So I'm standing here on the path at Herrenhaven, just, you know, 30, 40 meters away from the dragonfly pond, right at the entrance of the forest. And this is one area that's particularly dense, canopy-wise. There's some big old, huge, like cottonwood trees, and then there's this big old, what is it? Is that a hickory tree? Maybe. Then there's all these little trees underneath. And so they're protecting us fairly well from the rain that sounds like it's coming down considerably harder than it was just seconds ago. It's funny because this dirt right off the path here, it's like bone dry. And the stupid part of this is I know better than to stand under a tree in a thunderstorm. Because what does lightning like to strike? It likes to strike trees. And if you're standing under the tree that gets struck by lightning, you're getting struck by lightning too. That would not be fun for Tobe. I do love electricity, but that does not necessarily mean I want lightning to strike me. Yeah, we're getting some lovely rolling thunder, which is, of course, a result of lightning. Am I in the best place? I don't think I am. But I've noticed this trail is really worn, this animal trail, Mati trail, going back through there in the forest. And now it's really coming down. I'm looking behind me, and I can see the rain just out of the tunnel of the canopy, and it's just really coming down. I'm going to get soaked again. And about, 20 yards in front of me, there's a gap in the canopy, and the rain is just pouring down. Where I'm standing right now, I'm only getting, maybe one or two drops every 3 seconds. But, oh my God, it sounds like it's really getting crazy now. We might have to abandon this plan altogether. How am I going to keep this equipment dry? I'm going to stick it under my shirt, which is already getting pretty wet. Yeah, I'm in a full-fledged summer squall now, kids. We might have to abort this plan because I'm starting to get slightly damper. All right,
Let's go back to my house in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, and here we are once again back in my house. Let me just mute the TV here for a second. And once again, I did get absolutely soaked. This is the wrong remote. Turn off the damn TV. There we go. Oh, and look who's climbing out of the Thunder Hut. It's Bippins Mo Yippins. Hi, Zing Zing, baby. Here's my kitty Pippa, who's rubbing up against my leg. And now she stopped rubbing up against my legs because she noticed I'm soaking wet. And now I'm getting some kitty kisses. Oh, that's so nice. Yes, my cat is helping to dry me off by licking the water that is running down my legs. Because, yes, I did get that soaked. So the clothes came off. I had to change my clothes. Put my sweatpants back on. Woohoo! And that'll help to dry me. Good thing I have this towel right here from earlier. Okay. So this has not been an exciting day. Unless you like rain, which I do. And it is raining pretty good. I mean, we again, reduced visibility. And I'm looking out, wouldn't you know it? Yeah, I'm looking out my back window now, and it looks like, has it actually stopped? No, I can still see a few drips here, hitting here and there on my patio. I would love to go back out, but I know I would just cause it to start raining again. And these short rains, although there's kind of a lot of water all at once, I don't know if this is going to do us any good for mushrooms. I'll be out looking for mushrooms tomorrow, and that's for true. Don't know what we're going to get. Don't know if this is going to be a soakingly nist above. I don't know if this is going to be an appropriately soaking rain. This is just surface water, and it's all running down the streets. So crazy. I don't know if this water is going to get absorbed into anything. We need long, slow, drizzly rains that last entire days. But I'll take these 5-minute cloud bursts, I guess, from time to time. We'll probably find some Caprinus tomorrow. Man, oh man. I'm still soaking wet. So now I gotta sit here. Finally sitting down again. Got me some drinkage. And I'm back in front of my TV because there's nothing to do because rain is bad for doing stuff outside, unless of course you're collecting rain or sending rainboats down your gutter. But no, here I am just sitting here. And my cat. Oh, there's my baby. What are you doing? You hiding? My cat. What are you doing? You hiding under there? Yeah, good hiding. That's good hiding for a kitty. Yeah, nobody can see you. Now the thunder can't get you. My cat does not like thunder. And, you know, she likes to hide in her thunder huts, which are in various places. Oh, Deutsche Welle News is on. Should I be watching this? I don't know. But anyway, you know, I don't really have any furniture in my house. I'm sitting on basically a futon, and I sometimes refer to it as my couch. It's not really much of a couch, but over on the right side, I have this little footstool. You know, one of those plastic Rubbermaid footstools that you can buy for a couple bucks. And it sort of acts as an end table. I've got an envelope with some papers on it, and I've got some other crap just sitting on it. And my cat, Pippa, is now sitting sort of behind it, but she's got her head underneath it. So just her head is protected from, you know, the angry thunder god, who I keep trying to convince her he's not mad. Thunder gods are making the mushrooms, baby dingins. And she's worried about the thunder.
Which means any minute now she's going to come out from underneath there, and she's going to walk around in front of me, and she's going to sit in front of me and go, yang, 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 until we get out the brush and start doing some kitty business. Kitty business means, of course, that I have to now sit on the floor, cross-legged, and I put the blankets all over my legs so she can sit in my lap and knead the blankets and lick the blankets and bury her face in the blankets as I brush her. Oh boy. So that's coming. I just know it. It's not very thundery anymore. I don't know why she's still scared. Maybe the doesn't like the rain sounds either. But oh boy, I gotta turn the channel because that guy, remember that guy? That guy's on TV. That one guy. Remember the guy who ruined the USFL? Remember that guy who was on that show? It was one of those stupid fake reality business shows where the guy just sat there and said, "You're fired. You're fired." Yeah, well, the "You're fired" guy is on Deutsche Welle, and I don't want to watch "You're fired" guy, so we're going straight to TCM. Buck and the Preacher, Sidney Poitier. Nice. What's next? Patch of Blue, Sidney Poitier. What's after that? To Sir with Love, starring Sidney Poitier. I'm guessing it's Sidney Poitier night. Yep, the Defiant Ones. And then In the Heat of the Night. Got to have that on every 3 months. And then The Bedford Incident. And then at 3 a.m., Cry the Beloved Country. So, yeah, it looks like it's Sidney Poitier night on TCM. So I got nothing to watch on that channel. Let's try 84. Wait, we better check the sports channels real quick. Nothing, nothing, nothing. 84. We got Fluke, Beethoven, Beethoven's second. Oh no, it's Beethoven Day. Beethoven's third. Oh, and then My Stepmother is an Alien. The Covenant, and then Gattaca. I just watched Gattaca a couple days ago, weeks ago, I don't know. And then at 3:30, The Grudge. Yeah, so, again, nothing on that channel all night. Oh, so we go to, what's the next channel after that that I watch? 87, what do we got? The Karate Kid. Boo. And it's not the old one, it's the new one. With Jackie Chan. And what nobody seems to realize is nobody wants to watch Jackie Chan teach a kid how to pretend fight. Everybody wants to watch Jackie Chan fight. That's where the money lies in Jackie Chan. So what's on after The Karate Kid? Oh, The Simpsons. All the way up until, yes, Archer. But only two episodes of Archer tonight. Which ones? Oh, Lana introduces Archer to her parents. That's a pretty good one. And what's on after that at 11:30 p.m.? Slater has the gang swindled the Durrani royal family. That's also a pretty good one. So even though I've seen each one of those at least a dozen times, I will probably watch them again because I was a huge fan of Frisky Dingo, the first show that the Archer production team put together. And it only ran for two seasons, probably only like a total of 12 episodes. But boy, oh boy. Frisky Dingo, that was a show that was made for me. Somebody sat down and said, how are we going to make a show that's insane enough for Tobe to watch it? And then they said, I know, we can do this. And they were right. And that was the greatest show ever. And I was super disappointed when they stopped making it. And basically, Archer, if you think Archer is outrageous, let me just say that they took, to make Archer, they took Frisky Dingo and watered it down. If you think Archer is outrageous, you should watch Frisky Dingo. Frisky Dingo goes nuts in every direction. Aunt Baby Machete Squad. And, oh, I wish they would make more episodes of that, but obviously they can't. And I wish they would just play the old episodes more often. You never get to see it anymore. It's like, geez, would somebody just put it on? If I had a TV station, you'd know that would be on all the time. I love Frisky Dingo.
All right, so I'm still going through the TV schedule here. I'm up in the high 200s, and there's nothing going on. Some horse racing. No. NCIS, no. Oh, Fargo comes on here in another 10 minutes. But come on, you don't really need to watch that. That's been on every day for the last 3 weeks, it seems like. Then we're up into the 900s, the music channels, then the thousands, and there's nothing on here at all. So we wrap back around, and what's on? Oh, Jeopardy, who cares? The pseudo-intellectual's favorite show, Jeopardy. And what else do we have on today? Oh, the Zoo Bar Blues show is on. The Zoo Bar is a bar down in Lincoln. It's a classic old music dive that's been around for as long as I can remember. My parents took me there when I was an itty-bitty child. Yes, and that was, well, let's just say it's been around a couple decades. What else we got on? What do we have on the ESPNs? No sports, just people talking about sports. Why have a sports channel? But some Little League Baseball comes on again at 6 p.m. Then Little League Baseball up until 10 p.m. And then back to Talking Heads. So this is not fun. Oh, Coming to America is on. That's kind of a funny movie the first 50 times you watch it. I've seen it enough that I really don't need to watch it, but I'm turning to it now, just to see what happens. And here's Prince Akeem and Semi entering the apartment that they're renting in Queens. And it's a dump, and there's the tape outlines of bodies on the floor, including the body of a dog. Arsenio Hall makes a great facial expression right there. Mostly good comedy. And the movie just gets a little bit weirder from here on out. So, we will keep this in mind while we check to see what else is on. Oh, Goodfellas. Too bad I've seen that 40 million times. There are some funny parts, but I think I'm gonna probably not watch it today. And then we have Futurama. I've seen every episode of that a million times. I don't feel like watching it. Kingsman, The Secret Service, a movie that was kind of good, but I think they sort of got away from where that needed to be, and so it's like, yeah. Then Megamind is on Cartoon Network, and then OKKO, and We Bear Bears, so we gotta wait a couple hours before any good cartoons are on. And we're back to Channel 55 TCM. Okay. So there's nothing on TV, as usual. And I don't know where my cat went. She has moved. My hair is soaking wet. Should I be drying my hair? I probably should be. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. Why am I sleepy? Why am I tired? I don't know. Is it because I had to run around in the rain to escape water falling out of the sky? Was that really so much exertion? Perhaps it was. I don't know. Speaking of time, how much do we have left? Oh, we've got about 45 seconds. So let me just say that the sky is up, the ground is down. Stay grounded. Be awesome. But don't be grounded if you're having an electrical storm. Then go into the sky. Yeah, you'll get wet, but you won't be electrocuted. And now it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Rain Committee, a show that rains every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. And maybe we'll find some mushrooms. I hope we find some mushrooms out there today or tomorrow. As for me, I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. Get something to eat, I guess. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
J. 風魔田 Welcome to my 4 non ラジオ